Alaska Airlines is expanding and updating infrastructure in the state. Alaska Airlines Regional Vice President Marilyn Romano outlined plans for the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce this week.
We're getting ready to invest over $100 million, where we're already doing it, in the state of Alaska.
Romano says the biggest project is construction of a new $40 million hangar in Anchorage.
It will hold two 737 MAX 9s, which are airplanes we have not even taken ownership of yet. It will hold two side by side. And the message that I hope that it sends is that we're here to stay.
Romano also highlighted smaller Alaska facility upgrades, including at 11 rural sites, as well as changes to the Alaska Airlines fleet of aircraft. She says the 737-400 series, including the half-cargo, half-passenger combi planes, are being phased out.
Some of them have already gone. They've already moved out. We don't have them anymore. And by the end of the year, they'll all be gone.
Romano says upgraded 737-700s as well as newer aircraft will replace the 400s in the cargo and passenger lineup. Romano also announced the return of some jet service between Fairbanks and Anchorage, a change driven by flight delays resulting from maintenance issues with the smaller prop-driven Q400 AK Air has been running on the commuter route in recent years.
So what we're going to have is about 8 flights a day. Half will be on the Q400, but half will be on jets.
The in-state changes come as Alaska Airlines integrates recently purchased Virgin America into its national operation, increasing the number of destinations served as well as in-flight amenities like high-speed internet. The acquisition of Virgin makes Alaska the nation's fifth largest carrier, accounting for 7% of domestic capacity.